Hillary Clinton tweets to all the little girls watching, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world. She's a very strong, independent woman, and I admire her. I've always admired her ever since I was younger, as she was the wife of a cheating man. She still stood up and was strong enough to say, look, I forgive you. Let's just get over this and move on. America needs their president. She's a strong-ass woman. She tweeted this after some crazy asshole sent her a bomb in the mail with a gold cross on it. Did anybody recognize it? Did anybody even notice that a gold cross was taped to that package? I saw the picture. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am your girl, the Guru, Lupus Warrior. And as always, y'all could just call me Guru. I'm cool with it, if you are. Look. All right. Now, we need a little bit of humanity in this country, first of all. If not, I'm taking back Trump's race card. I'm taking back his race card. I'm taking back his humanity card. I'm taking back his card to even fucking be a president. Trump couldn't even part those thin, disgusting lips of him and list the people who were wronged. He couldn't even apologize for his fucked up behavior. He couldn't say those two words, I'm sorry. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we know he's sorry. A sorry excuse of a man. You want us to have your back when you can't even say two little words. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to crunch time. We are just days away from deciding if America is going to remain in this fucked up situation with these idiotic, racist, piece of shit, red assholes. Now, granted, ladies and gentlemen, not all of these Republicans are with this man. There are certain no-Trumpers, and I like them. Some of them are okay, just as long as they're not racist. That's fine with me. You know, you keep your ideas of what you want America to be okay. But when they come up in there straight up racist, like that guy, let's see, the one out of Florida. Hello, Florida. I'm giving you a shout out. Okay. When racists believe that you're a racist, well, doggone it, you best believe that you are, sir. I mean, it's the same thing I said about Florida's candidate for mayor in Tampa who puts up a sign with the N-word. Okay, there's a gubernatorial race against a man named DeSantis and a serious black brother named Andrew Gilliam, okay? Now, Andrew Gilliam and DeSantis went at it a couple of days ago talking about racism at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as, I'm sorry, my brain is on fart tonight. As soon as DeSantis was picked by the Republicans to be a candidate for governor, he told Floridians not to monkey this state up. There are some very serious black and Latino people out there who would tend to disagree with you. And some of them are very dangerous and carry big guns. So I would not go around saying things like that. Now, when Andrew Gilliam wins the race, he will be, according to Huffington Post, Florida's first African-American governor. I said when, because I'm placing it in the universe that this must happen right now. We need a dose of humanity in this country. Earlier today, I was searching for comments about this current tragedy from people that are not in this country. And there is one that stood out to me from Chris Elliston. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with what's going on with the bombs and stuff, okay? But he tweets, as a Canadian, I was always told to sew a Canadian flag on my backpack when traveling, so foreigners didn't think I was American. This is going back 20 years, he said. I didn't follow that advice, but today, he wrote, your thoughts. And I said, holy shit, you know, my parents told me, put that Jamaican flag everywhere I go. Even though my mother was Trinidadian and Guyanese, but they told me, you know, carry your Jamaican flag. They put it on my backpacks and everything because they wanted people to know that I was not Hispanic. And they just can't come up to a person and start speaking Spanish. I don't understand Spanish. I mean, well, when I was a little kid anyway. Now today, being that I live in the most, you know, sort of Hispanic neighborhood, I definitely have learned to speak the language. Okay, so I asked him, I said, listen, Chris, you want to trade presidents? And I got a really big laugh out of that. Thank you, Chris Elston. That was a great tweet. I really appreciate it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm pretty sure already that there have been two more bombs sent out. One was sent to Biden, and the other one was sent to Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro, he's an actor. He's this country's legendary actor. Not just an actor. He's a legendary actor. And these motherfuckers wanted to send a message to him? That's Robert De Niro. He will be a fucking martyr. Do these people not understand? So anyway, you know, there's a lot of doubt and bullshit going on. Listen. Denial is not just a river in Egypt. By the way, Egypt is in Africa, just in case you didn't know that. Yeah, you, in the face. The fact that I need to say that is unsettling. I'm going to say it again. Did anyone notice the gold cross taped to Hillary Clinton's package? Big question. Big question. I don't even understand. If you all are paying attention, I am very, very upset. These things are hard to ignore. This fucked upery and all this racism. Oh, by the way, that's a new word I just made up. All this racism from Republicans and the hatred that's going on is just fueling this bomber guy or a group of people to continue to just send shit out. I mean, every time Trump goes to stump means, you know, to go and, you know, say, I like this candidate. I'm stumping for him. I'm talking about him. I'm here for him. He couldn't even open his mouth to say, hey, you know, I'm here for you. I'm the president, even though I might not agree with what you have to say. I'm still here. I got your back. Don't worry. We're going to find this out. Nothing. He just wants the press to stop being so hostile and to stop with their rhetoric. It's the press's fault. It's not his fault. Motherfucker can't. He's throwing everybody under the bus except himself. Now, when is it that you're going to get off for your high motherfucking horse and say, hey, I'm sorry, it was me. I know I did it. Instead, he can't take the blame, and he's throwing everybody under the bus. Meanwhile, lives are at stake. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a course in humanity. I am a human being, and so is everybody else here listening. So instead of acting like racist dicks and pricks and shit like that, let's act like human beings. okay? Because all of this stuff is just trying to get you to stay away from the polls. And this, we don't need America. And all of the countries that are listening, you don't need this. You don't need this. What this man is doing is insane, and it's touching other countries as well. If he thinks that he's not making an impact in other countries as the crazy orange man that runs the United States, the world's most powerful country, then he is sadly mistaken. He's going to take our country and put it at the bottom of the list. We might be erased off the fucking map if he continues with his flapping of the mouth. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? No matter what, vote. Put your big girl panties on, your big boy drawers on, and take your ass out there and vote. If you gotta call a motherfucking Uber or a Lyft, they're doing it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to continue to say that. Take an Uber, grab a Lyft, and vote. November 6, 2018. Polls open at 9 a.m. Now, don't quote me on that. That's just around here. That's what I know. Okay? Well, I found that out anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Guru Lupus Warrior show tonight. And if you are offended, then you need to look in the mirror, because we are all human beings. And if you were to turn us inside out, we'd all look the same. It's your girl, the Guru Lupus Warrior, signing out for tonight, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. I am out. Peace. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. I am your girl. As you know, I am your shepherd, your guide, your reliever of stress. I'm here to make you laugh. I am an inspirational, militant, at times crazy black woman with a message of love, hope, unity. And I keep it all 100 all the time. I even laugh and correct myself, because in the end, ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set you free. So continue to join me as I unshackle the chaos that is this world and the people that live in it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the other day, there was, like I was talking about before, a Republican versus Democrat, you know, fight for the candidate, you know, for the gubernatorial race in Florida, okay? Now, it's with DeSantis, this guy named DeSantis. See, this shit makes me so angry sometimes I can't even talk about it. It's this guy named DeSantis and this other guy named Andrew Gilliam, who happens to be African-American. And like the Huffington Post said, when he wins this race, he will become Florida's first African-American governor. There are a lot of African-Americans and Latinos and Middle Eastern people and people of Jewish descent and all kinds of people who are non-white in Florida, and I am asking you, please, to go vote, because as Andrew Gilliam so eloquently put it, a hit dog will holler. That's right. And he's a hollering right now. Both of them. Dump and this idiot here, DeSantis. And I'm embarrassed for him. for being so ignorant. Sometimes I'm embarrassed for people who are so ignorant that they cannot see the truth if it stood on their foot and twisted it. Okay, back to this regularly scheduled program here. Ladies and gentlemen, I also left out something that I really wanted to talk about, and that was an op-ed that was done by Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner takes it back. She's sorry that she even decided to support a thing like the Orange Man. I am not even going to call him a man anymore. I'm done with that. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Once again, let's try this again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really serious about the voting thing. That's why I'm here talking to you about it so much, because I am afraid that our country might be wiped off the map if this man continues to speak. If we continue to leave these people in office who are so militant and so disgusting. It is disgusting. I turn on, you know, I like to watch the news to see what people really think, you know. And unfortunately, we have three major channels. But there are other channels, ladies and gentlemen, with opinions that you need to hear. Okay, like I've told you before, for those of you who have like dish or satellite networks, or you can even just look for it on your computer, just look up world news. Try to watch some more world news. That's really, really important, because you want to know what everybody's thinking about. You want to know what the left is thinking about. You want to know what the right is thinking about. You want to know so that you can be prepared when the shit hits the fan. And ladies and gentlemen, no matter who you support, the shit is going to hit the fan either way. But you have to be prepared. Always be prepared. That's what my mother used to say. Always be prepared. As a mother, as a grandmother, I am always prepared. Always. Always. I got a go bag in front of my door now. Always be prepared. Because we've got an idiot in the fucking office. And I'm living over here in the greater New York City area. And this is the first place that they think about when it comes to terrorism. It really is. Why? Because it's the greatest city in the fucking world. There you go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Mrs. Huffington over at the Huffington Post, because she is an amazing woman, Arianna Huffington. There you go. If you want to get some really good left opinions, go to HuffingtonPost.com and read some of their articles, okay? And make sure you go and read some of what the right is talking about as well. I mean, just because you call yourself the right does not make you correct. Huh? I just made a bumper sticker. Whoever uses that, trademark Guru Lupus Warrior right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know there are a lot of musicians who are sending me email, and I am so happy. But ladies and gentlemen, when you send that email to me, please make sure that you send it in wave form, okay, so that I can upload it to Anchor Radio. Now, Anchor Radio it's been a little bit buggy lately. I don't know if you've noticed this, my other broadcasters out there. It's a little buggy, but I'm dealing with it, you know? We need to write letters, boys and girls. Please get behind me on this one. All right, that's good. Next. Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, I am just so pleased that you are taking the time to listen to my daughter-in-law's song, Never Yielding in Ascensions. Yeah, that one. The one that says Nidia or Nadia. as people like to call her. It's a beautiful love song. So recently I've been speaking with another musician. He's actually a producer, and he has about 20 different musicians. So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, because I am about to blow shit up as far as music is concerned here. So if you are a musician and you want your shit heard and you would like the guru to interview you, please contact me at the1.guru.warrior@gmail.com. Once again, the1.guru.warrior@gmail.com. That's right. It's that simple. And I'll get back to you and let you know. I do not discriminate. I will take anything. You can say whatever you want to say in the song. You can say curses. I don't care, just as long as it is not racist. Okay? Just as long as it is not sexist. Okay? Because I am anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-asshole, basically. I'm an anti-asshole person. If you're an asshole, I'm gonna call you an asshole. Trust me on that one. Like this gentleman the other day who hit me up on Instagram. He's like, "Hey, sweetie." I'm like, whoa. I don't know what it was, but I mean, I dropped a house on this motherfucker. You know, like I'm some kind of, you know, Wizard of Oz type shit, you know? I said, "Listen, mister, I'm not your sweetie. I have one sweetie, and that's it. And I've been with this person for 18 years, okay? Point blank, I am not your sweetie. Please do not ever contact me again. Peace," you know? And that was that. You don't have to make a big deal. You just have to make sure you get your point across and you don't throw anybody under the bus. I don't do that. I throw myself under the bus before anybody else. If I make a mistake, I make sure that I let you know that a mistake was made. And I will take credit for what I have done. Own it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I want this orange idiot to do. I want him to own it. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we did something about taking credit for your mistakes, owning it. You remember that one? If you don't remember, go back. It's on Shangri-La Sunday. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening on this beautiful Thursday night. And as I always tell you, don't get too fucked up on Thursday nights, because on Fridays, nobody wants to smell the alcohol oozing out of your pores. Nobody. And you have to be aware, we don't want you coming into work halfway drunk. We don't want to smell that shit either, because there's always going to be a test on Friday. Never forget that, ladies and gentlemen. And always keep it locked right here at the Guru Lupus Warrior channel. And please don't forget to support my other brothers and sisters in the elite circle, because they're doing things and going places just like me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got 25 musicians under my belt. And just now, somebody just sent me an email. That'll be 26. Booyah! Talking about going back. Whoa, I don't even know where that booyah came from. Let me see. Booyah. 1990. What? Shit, I dated myself again. Fuck. Anyway, it's your girl, the Guru Lupus Warrior. You can just call me Guru. I am out wishing you a great big fat motherfucking peace. I am out. 5,000. Again, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.